So you have hit right now, and bravo on that for seeing it. You have to see it for yourself first, Jonathan. You have hit on the crux of why most significant change fails to ignite. Because the person who sees the opportunity, the need, or the opportunity for change assumes everyone else, it's so evident to them, assumes everyone else sees it and feels the very same way about it. And so they start to talk about it. And the expectation is, okay, my job's done now. I'll go back to my office or my world. And they'll get it done. Because they see and feel it too. And they don't. Maybe a few start to, and then the resistance to change in themselves or from others around them gets stronger and stronger. They retreat. And even though that change, by the person, from the perspective of the person wanting it, wanting, determined to achieve it, who is ready, perhaps, to whatever degree, to challenge what is in order to create what could be, even though they are adamant about it, it's a change that is dependent on others to see it, to feel it, to realize it. So it is at this very crux. If they do not feel the need for change, they will, simply will not act.